Excuse me.
What's up, everybody? Nez back. East Society Podcast, 31 Days of Horror. Tonight, I am coming at you with the horror action film, Nightmare at Noon.
You headed anywhere in particular?
Nope. Just cross country, long as the ride hose out.
The only way to go takes one of these babies. 7 short days of freedom, I tell you.
Anything else for you today, Charlie?
This baby must have been a little tough.
Our water supply has been contaminated with a toxic, possibly lethal substance.
The only excitement we ever used to have was a couple of Friday night DUIs.
Come on, give me the gun.
Howdy, fellas. Ma'am's pretty lost. What you doing, making a movie?
Must be some kind of weird experience. One guy patrolling a whole town.
How do you cut off a town from the rest of the world? It's the United States of America, for Christ's sakes.
Did anybody ever hear that this is supposed to be a quiet town?
Scientists poison the water supply of a small town, turning the residents into homicidal maniacs who kill each other and anybody who passes through. This is directed by Nico Mastarakis, I think that's his name. Also written by him and Kirk Ellis. And this stars Wing Hauser, the great Bo Hopkins, the legendary George Kennedy, Kimberly Beck, Byron James, Kimberly Ross, Jan St. James, and a bunch of other people in this film. All right. The Zisu and I were talking about remakes, and he had mentioned that this was a remake of The Crazies. But what I'm reading here, it is not. It says, while not a remake of George A. Romero's 1973 classic, The Crazies, Mastarakis' film shares many similarities prior to the release. I had actually never seen it. Okay, that's what someone's writing. But all right. I don't know where the Zisu got that information from when we were doing that. So I was intrigued. I was like, what? Because I love the, I think it was 2010, The Crazies remake. Is that when that one was? I believe it was, yeah, 2010. That one was pretty awesome. That one was hella good. And that one is a remake of, George A. Romero's The Crazies. But this film, I was like, okay, let me check it out. I had to rent it out on Amazon. Let me read this one as well. Tourists and a sheriff fight Western townsfolk crazed by water contaminated as a test. I don't know who wrote that, but that was nothing. But go by the other synopsis on IMDb. But yeah, this film, it was pretty awesome. It kind of starts out as somewhat of a horror film and then just turns into a shoot 'em up action film. Which I loved. I thought this movie was awesome. I had to look it up to see if it was on Blu-ray, and it is. And I threw it in my Amazon basket so I could pick it up. But all right, here, I'm going to read what it says here. A mad albino scientist injects a substance into the water supply for the fictional town of Canyonland, an isolated town in rural Utah, with the help of a shadowy unknown agency. Anybody who drinks the water eventually turns into rabid zombies. Yeah, I wouldn't go as far as calling them zombies. But yeah, that's how the show begins. Byron James, he's this albino scientist. We kind of see him out by the, I think they're by a river or something. And they kind of come across someone that's there that just happened to be there, and they ended up killing that person. So he gets this little substance things and kind of just shoots it into the water and says, all right, the test can begin, or something like that. So then we're introduced to Wings Hauser and Kimberly Beck, their characters, Ken and Sherry Griffiths. They're just on, I believe Ken was a Hollywood lawyer for the Stars or whatever. So he's just trying to do, they're just on vacation. He said he's got a week off, so they're going to try to see as much as they can within 7 days. Because it says here, some visitors are recently arrived in a recreational vehicle observed the zombies. Oh, that's kind of jumping ahead. So, yeah, Ken and Sherry, they're kind of just doing their thing, talking, yeah, this and that. We're going to do what we can on this vacation. We're introduced to Riley, Bo Hopkins' character. He's just some guy, just some drifter that's just hitchhiking down the road. They kind of pick them up, and they kind of just start talking, and then they end up at some little diner, some little puke and choke place on the side of the road in this little town that they're driving through, I guess Canyonland and any town USA. So they're in there. Ken and Riley, they're just drinking beer. Sherry, she drinks a glass of water, and she kind of does mention something that it didn't taste right, but you're not really thinking. There is another gentleman in there, just one of the local towns guy. He's in there. I think he gets coffee or something. Then all of a sudden, he just kind of flips out, and he's like, ha, 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 ha. He's like laughing and laughing, and then he tries to kill everybody. He grabs a knife and tries to stab in people, and then Ken and Riley kind of just tackle him and kind of get him down. It says after some survivors recently recognized vehicle zombies, after relocating, seeing something unusual at the river as they were driving to the town, they suspected that it is the water turning the town's resident. Okay, say that this whoever wrote this is jumping all over the place, but yeah, so they're not really sure what's happening. They go outside, and because the police show up, and then this guy is just going nuts. And his face looks, it's kind of, it's got a green, it's a white gentleman, and he's got like a greenish tint to his face, but he's got this craziness in his eyes. And they end up shooting him, and then he's got like green blood. So they're like, what's happening? And he's running around, yeah, laughing around, shooting, and everybody, and they end up killing him. And then they're like, well, what's happening? They don't know what's going on. And then they kind of start going through town, and then other people are going nuts. There's people driving around all crazy in the streets. They're at the sheriff's department, and they're not really sure what's happening. Ken is kind of like, you know what? We need to get out of this town. So they're not really sure what's happening. But back to the crazy scientist guys, they're like, they kind of get on them. They're talking to each other, and they're like, all right, turn on the whatever shield around the town. It's basically something that'll knock out your car and all the, not the electronics, but like all the communication, like phones don't work. Nothing goes out. This is all no internet, no cell phones or any of that. So, but it kind of knocked out all the communications in the town, because when they try to drive out of town, in their RV, it just kind of, what the hell? It just kind of knocks out. So they're not really sure. what's happening. Some of the police cars tried to go out in the outskirts of town to find some stuff, but then their cars broke down, so they're not really sure. But all in the town, all hell's breaking loose because there's people, crazy people running all over the place, trying to kill each other, and they kind of turn them on each other and start killing themselves. It's not as gruesome as the 2010 remake of The Crazies, but like I said, this isn't really a remake. It just has its similarities. But I would call it a remake or a reimagining, but it's not, like they said. So I guess the other title for this film is called Death Street USA. I kind of like that one. But anyway, so they're trying to figure out what's happening. They're not really sure. They do kind of figure out that it's the water that's that might be getting everybody. So they're kind of like, all right, nobody drink any water. And then they ask Sheriff Hanks, that's George Kennedy. He comes into play, and they were asking him, did you guys drink any water? And they're like, no, I drank beer. But then Riley's wife, Sherry, she drank some water. So she starts to kind of wig out. They don't kill her. They just kind of lock her up in one of the cells at the sheriff's station. The sheriff, George Kennedy's character, he's kind of like, he drank coffee. And of course, you got to make coffee with water. So he was slowly, you could see that he's slowly starting to get weird, but not like everyone else that like drank the water and then immediately went nuts. So, but then his character would have probably been no good to this, because they kind of load up with weapons and they're going out there. First, they were telling us that, look, don't kill anyone. Just like wound them to stop them from being so nuts. But there, when people are attacking them, it's kind of hard to just not shoot them. Because they did shoot a couple in their legs, but then there was too many of them coming at them. I mean, there's not a lot of crazy people running around, and it's not like they got swarmed by them. There was like, it was just maybe one or two, and they ended up did killing them. And every time one of them got killed, their blood was green. So you knew when you see that they had the crazy look in their eyes and their faces looked kind of greenish. And then when you shot them, because one got shot in the head and green blood went everywhere. So, but all this, but yeah, when they put Sherry in the cell, she was going nuts. And, they had a doctor go in there, and she attacked him. He was fighting her, but, he ended up, drugging her with something that kind of just calmed her down, basically just knocked her out. So they were like, okay, we need to go around and we need to like knock everybody out so we can, until we figure out, what's happening. Cause they're not really sure what's going on. Well, while they're out looking around in town, they come across the scientist guys, and they're rolling around in black vans. So they're kind of like, okay, maybe these guys are the ones doing it. Because they kind of, they went out somewhere and they were like hiding in the cuts. And then when they saw the guys in the van showed up, they got out and they had flamethrowers. And they were like just shooting flames at the crazy people. So, but they basically, we kind of figure out that this was some kind of bioweapon, and they were testing it on this town to see what would happen. So, and that was pretty much what they were doing. I don't remember Romero's Crazies that much. I'm going to have to rewatch that one. But in the 2010 one, that's what they were doing. It was some kind of biochemical test on this town, and they just released it. It was in the water. So, well, in that one, again, this Nightmare at Noon, Death Street USA, isn't a remake of The Crazies. But in the 2010 Crazies, there was some kind of chemical in this airplane that crashed in the water. And that's how it went through the water system and drove everybody crazy. But anyway, but they put it in the water in this one. So while they were doing that, I mean, there's a lot of shooting. There's a scene when there's these trucks driving all crazy, and then crashing. There's explosions and everything going on this. And I was enjoying every minute of this film. So they're kind of figuring out, all right, well, we need to get out of town. And the only way we can get out of town is if we, they can't drive out of town, because if they try to drive everything, they're, when they got to the outskirts of town, their cars would shut off. So I ended up getting on horses. Oh, let me go back really quick. Like I said, George Kennedy's character, the Sheriff Hanks, he was slowly starting to get weird. And then he eventually turned all the way full crazy, but he didn't like try to kill anyone. He kind of was helping them, trying to save each other. And he ended up killing the some of the, those scientists with the flamethrowers. He kind of ends up, he went kind of crazy, but he was still able to kind of control himself, because he was shooting the guys with the flamethrowers. And then he runs and dives into the van that they were in, and then I don't know whatever he did, the whole van blows up. So that was the end of the sheriff. Oh, the sheriff's daughter was the I think she was one of the deputies. She was out there helping him. So it's Ken and Riley and the sheriff's daughter. I believe her name was Julia. I could be wrong. And the scientists are all still watching it, but then they figured out, look, we need to get out of here. So they go to the radio station and they're talking to the guy that's at the radio station, like, look, don't drink no water, just drink soda or whatever. And told him, said, look, you need to put out a message saying that this is going on in this town, and they were trying to reach like the military. So they said, just stay in here, lock the door, don't leave this room. Just keep repeating this message on what's going on here. So they do figure out that it's these scientists that are causing the whole thing. So they kind of go chasing after them on horseback. They end up going out into the desert. They're chasing the albino guy. They just, is he here? James Byron James is just listed as the albino, but he's a scientist. Of course, he's got the white hair and the really, really pale skin. Excuse me. So they go chasing after him out into the desert, and they're having shoots out with them. Ken, he gets shot, and he kind of gets, he doesn't die, but it slows him down, so he can't. So Riley, Hopkins' character, he goes after the albino guy. But when the albino, they're also on horseback, they kind of gets up, and he figures that, look, I need to, in case something goes sideways with this and we can't all get away. He ended up killing his team. I think it was more he did that because if they were to got caught, he could lie and make up whatever, but who knows, these guys might turn on him and tell him the truth. So he ended up just killing, this is just what I thought. So he ended up killing his whole team. And then they made it out. So it turns out to be a one-on-one with Riley and the albino. And they're up in these, in the rocky parts in the mountains, and they're like shooting at each other. And they end up, Riley ends up killing the albino. He ends up shooting him, and he's kind of, yeah, all right. So that was the end of him. But you figure that would be the end after killing the main bad guy. I'm jumping and running through this really quick. I mean, it's really fast paced. It's an awesome film. If you guys want to see it, definitely check it out. But I assume, this is what I assume, because there's these two helicopters. There's a black helicopter that's the science helicopters, and then there's this military helicopter. Kind of reminded me of Airwolf, but it was loaded up with guns and missiles, and it was chasing the black helicopter, shooting at it. You figured it would chase it, boom, boom, and then blow it up. But this helicopter chase was taking forever. They were just flying through the caverns and everything. And I was like, okay, what the hell's happening here? So, all right, let me read it right here. One of the visitors, Riley, offers to take the lead to kill the albino at atone from his past. He and the sheriff's daughter, who was a deputy, decided to pursue the albino on horseback. And once outside, once outside the town radio help, thinking horses are the only viable way out of town. The chase ensues, and the albino is eventually killed after the agency's attempt to extract him via helicopter. Okay, that's right. So the helicopter came and tried to pick him up, but he ended up getting killed. Says the pilot of the other helicopter arrives after hearing the distress call and engages the albino's helicopter. So yeah, that was the big, huge chase, and then end of the military end up gunning up the black helicopter, and that was the end of them. So, and then next scene we're in the hospital. Riley, he's all good. Ken is all bandaged up, and everything's all good. So Riley kind of got close with the sheriff's daughter. She was trying to get him. Hey, why don't you just stick around? And because the evil is punished, the town goes back to normal. I assume they just, all right, well, it's just another day here in Canyonland and everything's all good because stores are open, people are walking around and everything. But Riley's like, you know what? I'm not the guy that likes to stick around in one place, so I'm gonna get out of here. So she's like, all right, so well, if you ever want to come back, I'll be here. So he starts walking, and then here comes the big RV, and it's Ken. He goes, hey, man, you looking for a ride? And then he goes, yeah, man. So he jumps in. And then Sherry, his wife, is in there. So I assume whatever made everyone crazy eventually wears off because she was fine. She was all happy and everything, and then they go riding off into the sunset, and that's the end of your film. I mean, the ending was kind of like, eh. But the build-up to it was pretty awesome when everybody was going crazy, and then the shoots out and the fights in the streets, and then the gunfighting and everything. This movie was pretty awesome. I really enjoyed it. Definitely check it out. Like I said, you can rent it on Amazon. I think it was like $3.99 or something like that. But I'm definitely buying this Blu-ray. It's got to be in my library, because I loved it that much. And I didn't never even heard of this film. I don't know if it was in the theater or anything. But let me see. It doesn't look like it was in the theater, because I don't see any kind of box office. But this was in the late 80s. And the late 80s was the time of everything going straight. If it wasn't in the theater, it went straight to video. So, but this movie was awesome. I loved it. If you guys want to check it out, like I said, you can rent it or find it. Or pick up the Blu-ray. I'm definitely picking up the Arrow video release of this. But all right, everyone. That is it for tonight. That was Nightmare at Noon. Awesome film. I highly recommend you check it out if you like these crazy shoot 'em up action / kind of horror. But it was a good film. I really enjoyed it. All right, everyone, that's it for tonight. Come back tomorrow for more. So until then, please be safe out there and party on.